brought to you by Penguin.
The Life Brief, written and read by Bonnie Wan.
To Chip, my beloved one, thank you for letting me tell our story, bumps and all. I love you madly. Zig, Isla, Ruby, and Mabel, this book was written with you in my heart. May you find your voice, live your truth, and carve a path of your own making. Introduction. Get ready. Let's be brief. What do you want? It's a simple question, right? We ask it all the time. When deciding what to eat, how to spend our day, or what we'd like for our birthday. But that's not what I'm asking. I'm not asking, what are you in the mood for? Or what do you think you want? And I'm definitely not asking, what do your parents, your partner, or your friends want for you? What I'm asking is this. In your heart of hearts, what do you really, really want? What do you want in your life that you haven't even admitted to yourself? This is the driving question of the life brief. The chaos before the clarity. It was April 2010, and my life looked picture perfect. I was married to a handsome, emotionally present man. We lived in a one-of-a-kind house at the edges of wine country in Northern California. I had just returned to work after giving birth to our third child to run one of our agency's biggest accounts. On the outside, things looked damn good, but inside, I was drowning and depleted and full of questions. Am I with the right person? Is Chip the right partner for me? Can I keep up with and hold on to this life we've created? And perhaps most unbearable, what happens if my answers are no? To be honest, these questions terrified me. What answers would I uncover on the other side? The sheer act of asking felt like an admission of weakness or failure, prompting punishing self-talk. What's wrong with me? Why can't I see how good I have it? Why can't I suck it up and get on with it? After all, I never doubted my husband's goodness. I was instantly attracted to him from the moment I spotted him on the other side of a packed conference room. At the time, we were working at the same agency on a big car account. Hardly a romantic setting. And yet, when I looked over, his vitality instantly captivated me. Who is that? I wondered. The answer, I would discover, was Chip. Someone who is inquisitive, open-hearted, and lit up from within. But you know the way time and everyday stresses can dull your senses? That's what was happening with us. We were juggling careers and childcare for three kids under the age of five. Chip was launching a documentary film business while my job as an advertising strategist demanded long hours, travel, and a 2+ hour round-trip daily commute, even when I wasn't meeting clients on the other side of the country. When we weren't dividing and conquering, we were negotiating, deliberating, or downright arguing. Crushed by the weight of work, caregiving, and housekeeping, I grew increasingly critical and borderline resentful. We were wrecked from sleeplessness and racked with financial anxiety. It felt as if we were constantly on the verge of spinning out of control. As our lives grew more chaotic, so did the distance between us. Yes, the business trips pulled us apart, but the distance took place at home too. We would be right there in the same room, caught up in our own worlds, different headspaces and emotional states. I might be lost in a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?